This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? Communication on Twitter is artificially constrained. Just 140 characters per tweet, max. So it turns out the more words in a tweet, the shorter each word tends to be, at least according to one analysis. It sort of makes sense on Twitter, right? There's a limited amount of space to play with. But the weird thing is, that pattern, longer phrase, shorter words, it also holds true in our everyday language, too. It's called Menzerith's Law.
There's this idea of essentially compression in information.
Morgan Gustafson, a psychologist at the University of Michigan.
And so Menzerith's Law, the way you define it is, the larger the whole, the smaller the parts.
Gustafson and her colleagues tested out that rule of human language on the calls of geladas, relatives of baboons. They analyzed more than 1,000 of those call sequences, which are strung together from 6 distinct call types. And they found that, just as the law would predict in human communication, the longer the gelada sequence, the shorter the constituent calls. And the shorter the string, the longer the calls. The studies in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Gustafson says the meaning of the calls is still a bit of a mystery, but the fact that they obey the rule could suggest that something important is going on.
The interesting thing about it is that it suggests that there are universal principles that can underpin complex vocal systems. And so kind of the more you say, you find maybe a more efficient way of saying it. So that's what we think is going on with the geladas, is that they have so much to say, and so they're finding these strategies to make what they're saying more efficient.
Might not be a bad thing to consider next time you have a lot to say. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.